in a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen. One comedian, doing his own voiceover for his own podcast due to monetary restrictions, got tired of pretending he's seen The Wire in conversations at parties. This is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen. I'm Kyle Ayers. This is Never Seen It with Kyle Ayers. Thank you guys for listening. This is the podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and television shows they've never seen, and we will do reads of them here for you. We're going to talk about movies. We're going to play some games. We're going to have fun. This episode, we have Kara Klenk, who has written The Avengers.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And here to read some parts with us, we have Daniel Schaar once again.
Hello.
And Marlena Rodriguez.
Good morning.
How is everyone doing? Everyone doing well?
Everyone listens to this podcast 6 a.m. as soon as they get out of bed. That's
yeah, when we're commute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's actually live. This is the only time anyone's allowed to listen to it.
We're getting a call.
And we've been slowly incorporating, and now we're going all in with the everyone in the studio can score the podcast while it's happening. And so I have purchased a children's musical instrument kit off of Amazon. Big shout out to my sister for having an Amazon Prime account, and big shout out to my brother-in-law for buying auto parts and then this messing with his algorithm. So thank you guys for being here. The Avengers is the biggest movie. This is the biggest thing happening anywhere, and you've never seen The Avengers at all?
No, never. There's been two already, haven't there?
There have been two.
Okay, yeah, I've never seen them.
Have you seen any superhero movies?
I saw Batman versus Superman, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen. I saw Logan because our power was out.
Wait, how did you watch a movie because the power? Oh, you went
because
to a
we
theater.
Had to get out of our house. Okay. Like the power was completely out. So, and my husband was like, "Do you want to go to Logan?" And I was like, "No, but I guess we have to get out of the house." It was like no heat; it was freezing. Like we just had to go somewhere to be warm and inside. So we went to Logan, and it was okay. And then I've seen, like, the old Batmans when I was
sure.
a kid. Like, the Michael Keaton Batmans are the ones I like.
I'm just really enjoying wherever he is right now, Mike Lawrence just sat up. Like, he's just like,
oh, yeah.
He hasn't seen what where?
He knows that
a
about
friend
me,
of mine?
Though.
Okay.
Yeah. Lawrence knows that about me. Like, he tries to, like, drop all these refs on me, and I'm like, does the Hulk go out with Wonder Woman? Like, I don't know anything. Oh, and I did see Wonder Woman, and I liked that a lot.
Well, there you go.
I went to see that to support women.
I can tell you're really into it by how you didn't trail off at the end of that sentence at all.
And then I did really like it.
At the end of the episode, we're going to play the game that we play at the end of every episode, which is guess what movie my dad is describing based on having only seen the movie trailer and not heard of the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
And so can we tease like a quick like 5 seconds of this one? I don't even remember what movie it is. And it's the audio of my dad here.
Okay. Oh, man, I've been spent so much time getting ice off my windshield, too.
Okay, that's good. That's all.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for the rest.
And we're only 4 hours and 45 minutes from getting to that game. I've given my dad the feedback, stop watching TV while you do it, stop talking to the dog while you do it, and has he heard the feedback? Yes. Has he implemented it? Absolutely not. So we may get sued by Disney for ESPN being in on the background of a recording of my dad at the end.
So good.
So we're going to get to that here at the end, so stick around, and we'll get to that after the scene. So we're going to talk, now we're going to talk about the whole idea is how everyone talks about having seen, not seen, right? This the whole culture now is like having, what are you caught up on?
Yes.
What are you binging? What is this? I want to know, when you were growing up, was going to the movies a thing that happened?
Yeah. I went to the movies all the time. I would say we didn't really go as a family that much. Like, I remember one specific time we all went to go see Ace Ventura, but I went with my friends to the movies all the time. And
do you have, like, a movie-going, like, an early movie-going experience? Like, something where you're like, oh, this is a great thing that I like doing.
I don't remember specifically. Like, I remember thinking, I just, like, loved movies immediately. I don't remember, like, a first story. I remember a traumatic story.
Yeah.
I went to see Pulp Fiction when I was in eighth grade, and
oh.
I think for me that was too young.
Kara,
and, like,
no.
I was way too young, but my friend worked at the movie theater, and he was like, I'll get you guys in. And so my best friend and I went, and as it started to unfold, I just went, I think we should leave. Like, I go, I think we're going to get in trouble. Like, I was like, this movie's so bad. And I didn't, like, yeah. in terms of, like, what I'm allowed to be seeing.
Yeah.
And so I remember being like, oh, God. Like, I think that was truly when I understood the rating system. I was like, I'm not supposed to go to movies that are this. But yeah. I had seen other R-rated movies, but that movie, you know.
I mean,
with,
that movie
like,
seems like it was invented to have parents keep their kids from seeing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, like I had.
I watch it now and I'm not ready for
yeah.
it.
I still have not seen it.
Oh,
because
really?
Because I can't handle it, probably.
It's like, just some, you know, some of the parts, I was just like, my best friend was like, be cool. And I was like, I was like paralyzed. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I'll stay. And then it's like, you go to college and everyone's like, what an awesome movie. Pulp Fiction's like the shit. And I'm like,
like you're traumatized yeah. by every dorm poster that anyone's
yeah,
ever had.
Exactly.
I hate it and blow.
Exactly.
So did you, what? So was
Unusual
it like you would
suspects.
Go, like Usual Suspects posters were everywhere too.
I had one.
I mean, I bought it
at the yeah. poster fair. I was like, I guess this is my identity.
Those were the
like,
ones from the poster fair.
Day three of college. Yeah.
I remember everyone had the Blow poster.
Yeah.
Where he's like sitting and counting money amongst all the drugs. Like, well, none of us even like this movie.
And none of us do Blow yet.
No, yeah. We got to wait for it to be cool again in like 2009. And then it'll come back around. What would go to the movie to hang out with friends and see whatever was there?
Yeah, like I think I went to go see, here's the thing. I went to see a ton of movies, but they were almost always like female movie or like pop culture, like more mainstream, just like Father of the Bride, I remember going to mm-hmm. see, or like I remember going to see The Paper one time. Just like,
what is The Paper?
It's like a movie with Glenn Close and they run a newspaper, and my parents ended up being at it, and it was the most embarrassing thing because when we walked out, I was like, what are you doing here? And I ran away from them. But I went to
does that happen?
Well, because I went with my friend to the movie, and I didn't know my parents were going to go to the movie. They never go to the movies. And then they were just at the movie theater in my town. Small, small town
I just
theater.
Like the idea that you were like, no, a Glenn Close movie about running a newspaper is me time.
Yeah.
This is for kids. We're kids hang out.
But, like, I remember going to see Gladiator in the theater. Like, I would just go see anything that was, like, the big movie that everybody's going to see. Like, I don't think I saw a lot of indie type of stuff mm-hmm. Until I was older. But I think that's why, like, I never got into superhero or even action-y movies. Like, I had never seen a James Bond movie until 2 years ago. Like, because I just, who would take me to that? Like, I was going with my girlfriends to movies.
Well, let me tell you
a movie I loved in the theater that I saw? Soap Dish, fifth grade. Best
Wait,
fucking movie.
Soap Dish.
I still love Soap Dish.
That recently came into my life, and I was like, what the fuck is this movie?
The best movie,
movie,
you
wait,
mean?
Wait, remind me.
All-star cast. I will remind
it
you.
It was an all-star cast.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Kline.
Oh, my God. I remember this movie is, like, secretly so good.
It's so good. Elizabeth Shue. Terry Hatcher. It's so good. And it's about a soap opera, and then behind the scenes at the soap opera.
So it's about
and
dishing
then, Sally
at the soap
Field.
Opera.
Did I forget Sally Field?
Sally
she's
Field
a star of it.
Was everything.
Yeah, she's a star of it. It's the best.
Okay, so you went and saw Soap Dish in
that
theaters.
Was a movie that I remember seeing like with my friends in theaters in
I'm
fifth grade.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I didn't.
So good.
We were never too much on go. We would sometimes go to the movie theaters, the thing we like to do. Oh, now I want to know what he's talking about.
I don't know. Did he text me? I can't read lips. Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's really something funny about Brian just yelling Robert Downey Jr. in the other room over and over again. Like, so if someone's one more room over, they're like, what is happening one room from here?
RDJ.
Are they making one of those cheat lists?
Yeah. It's the kind of movie that would never get made today. But that's the kind of stuff I would see. So I think there's like a whole hole in my movie like of a genre that is mm-hmm. like action-y stuff. And then when I got married, my husband's very into the comic book-y stuff.
Yeah.
And so now I've tried to open my, like, you know, spread my wings and fly. And
Is it a two-way street where he watches Soap Dish and you find out about Spider-Man?
He did recently on a plane watch The Devil Wears Prada.
That's a good movie.
Because I think it's a good movie, and
That's
he had never
just
seen
a good
it.
Movie.
That could
yeah,
be a good entrance-level movie
it,
into
know?
The rest of these.
But he's never seen Dirty Dancing. Like, he's never seen a bunch of movies that I'm like, everybody's seen those movies. But he says that about me because I haven't seen Avengers. I haven't seen, you know, a million different. I've seen like The Dark Knight and all that stuff because that seems more like.
I'm really surprised you guys still got married.
Oh, I know.
Because it just
down
seems
to the
like
wire.
It seems like
it
we're
was down
so
to the wire,
different.
And he had seen The Wire and I hadn't,
yeah.
so we decided to go.
He
ahead.
He has seen The Wire and I haven't.
So it really came down to The Wire. Yeah.
It just seems like you're sitting down and you're like, you know, on that second, third date, like, what do you want to watch? What do you want?
I bring them home immediately. I think that's all a date is now. Like, all a date is now is talking about what you're watching, but I don't think that it used to be that.
Well, we're both comedians, so we could see comedies together, you know? Like, and then I'll go see stuff like The King's Speech and whatever. He likes history type shit, so I'll go to that stuff.
Yeah.
But just action is like the hole in my movie-going experience. Yeah, I think I saw Die Hard, okay. I think. Because he suggested I do that one for this.
That would be the Devil Wears Prada of action movies. It would be like this great one that the rest of them have played. It's like a good entry level, like get you invested.
I think I've seen that one. Sometimes I've seen number two before I've seen number one. Like, I saw Terminator 2. I don't think I ever saw Terminator 1. And I think I saw Die Hard 2 and never Die Hard 1.
Isn't Terminator 2 like an incredible... I haven't seen any of the Terminator movies, but it's supposed to be like an incredible movie. Like, the Dark Knight of these... Like, it supersedes the entire genre. I don't understand.
Maybe. I never saw number one, so I don't know. Well. Like, I saw Back to the Future 2 before I saw 1. Like, I weirdly
why?
Just saw a bunch of...
Now it's just becoming like, why?
Look, I grew up in a house where I finally begged my parents to get HBO. And
are
then
you a
you
middle
have
child?
To watch whatever is on HBO. I'm an oldest child.
Okay.
So I had to set the tone and I don't have any.
Oh, you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
Child. I thought you said you were the oldest.
I think I did say it weirdly.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you said
but onlyest. I was like, I'm the oldest child.
And I was like, so
in my mind, I'm the only child.
She's the oldest, but she's an only child now because they died.
No, no. I'm the oldest of six kids. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either, but it feels right.
This sounds too much like we're telling people to turn the page on
yeah,
the podcast.
It totally does. Next chapter.
Yeah. Okay, so you've missed a lot of the beginning movies, but it's like, what is there to miss about Terminator? He's a robot.
Yeah, and I figured it out.
You can kind of sum up in any movie and trivialize it that way, though.
Yeah. We had HBO and we just watched whatever came on. So if like Terminator 2 came on, I'm not like, what do I go on?
So you've
on?
Seen a lot of Taxi Cab Confessions, but
yeah.
Did you start with Taxi Cab Confessions 2? And so you don't know even why they're back there?
I started with Real Sex.
Okay.
Now, these are the first two things that have come up in this conversation that I have seen. I will say everything that's been mentioned up until now, haven't seen any of it.
The original Cash Cab.
Yeah. Way better, too. Yeah.
Totally is the original Cash Cab.
If they had the lights on the ceiling... Are you even, like, paying any attention? Because you're just staring down at the
thing, shaking it.
It felt right to me.
There is a lot of artistic license with these instruments where you can just claim, you know, it just felt right.
Yeah. So as it moves, you would go to the movies with your friends and see these movies that you guys all were into. What is it like now? Do you see a lot of movies in theaters? Are you more into the Netflix binging? Are you all of it?
All of it. I'm huge into TV. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've seen, like, a lot of TV shows. And then I love movies, but I'll go see, like, you know, I just saw Lady Bird, but I also just saw Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll go see stuff, you know, that's getting Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
I live near, like, an indie movie theater that plays, like, some indie stuff. So, we'll try to go see indie stuff, but also big stuff. I mean, so now I see movies all the time because my husband loves movies and I like to go see movies. But I would say that I've seen a lot more TV. Like, I'm into a lot of TV shows.
If someone tells you, hey, this is a good show, how long will you give the show before you make a decision to watch the entire thing?
Oh, God, I used to be like, well, I started it. I've got to watch all seven seasons. Right. Like, I used to be the biggest, like, the most dedicated.
Like, anyone ever pitched a show to you under the guise like, look, the first 20 hours isn't that great.
Yeah, but then season four, it really gets good.
There's really a couple, and then it also tanks at the end.
Yeah.
If you like the middle
of
season four.
It goes off the rails in season 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can't think of a show that somebody's recommended to me lately that I've given a chance.
Well, you're saying you watch a lot of the crime,
I do
the true
watch
crime
all
stuff.
All the crime.
And that is, that's almost, that wasn't a genre I knew existed, but now half of things are cold case, true crime reflective ideas.
Yes. There's a lot of murder in this country.
Why do you think it appeals to everyone so much?
Well, I will say women really love murder in general. I don't know why. I think it's because we grew up feared that we're going to be murdered.
Yeah, I think more than anything, it's like, what do I need to watch out for?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, I've always been upset. Like, I've always liked Law. I am caught up on Law & Order SVU. They are currently in season 19. I have seen every episode that has ever aired multiple times.
What do you think? What are the top 14 seasons?
Oh, I mean, throw 11 out the window. Like, why did they even bother?
All right, well, now we're going to have to start deleting the fan hate emails.
No, Like, I think it's that. So I think that's like what another popular podcast, like My Favorite Murder, or like a lot of these podcasts have huge female fan bases. And that's why they're getting like bigger, because like people are making things that like
serialized
women.
Crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can never forget that too. At any time our husband can murder
oh,
us.
Oh, yes.
Even if we're not
moment.
Married.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, legally, you have to get married right before he kills you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, what amendment? I don't remember exactly which one that is. Mm-hmm. Good play. So have you ever watched? Have you ever invested like six seasons into something, being like, I'm that was bad.
Okay, so like what I always say as my example of like loyalty to shows is, did you guys ever watch Nip Tuck?
Mm. No.
Okay.
Yes.
No. The first two seasons of Nip Tuck were great.
A lot
the
of
first
boobies.
Couple seasons, there were like mysteries and boobs, and it was like so great.
All right.
And then it got so dumb and stupid, but I would not quit it. And I would watch it every week, and I would take my remote and slam it down on the couch at the end of the episode and be like, why do I keep watching this? But I just would be like, I need to see what happens. And then I hung on like another like three seasons.
And
or
you
something.
Know, you know what happens? Really nothing
yeah.
that you needed to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
More nope. nipping and tucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the one where they get the plastic surgery for avoidance.
Right. Yeah, that's like one, and then what else did I watch?
I don't know
like,
if any show has ever ended so well to justify pushing through it being bad.
Yeah.
Wait, oh.
What's like a bad
show? Did they like
show?
All kill themselves or something?
I don't know, I haven't seen
that. Like, what's an example like of a bad scenario. Show that you're talking about?
Like I watched Lost all the way through to see what happened.
See, yeah, I didn't
and
watch
Lost
that.
Was like, that was rough. The first season of Lost is so good, and the second season of Lost, you're like, they're asking a lot of questions. I can't wait to see the answers. And then seasons 3, 4, 5, you're like, this is mostly still questions.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of characters for it being on the island.
Right.
And now we're in the future and we're not on the island. And then it ended and you're like, well, I guess the questions weren't the big deal. I suppose the big deal was, can Matthew Fox hold a television show?
Yeah.
Well, they just, you know, they were like, can a show...
The show was concocted by producers, literally under the guise of what will be a popular show that people will get addicted to. It was not a passion project of any artist.
Right.
The show was made by producers in a lab. What will sell? People like the show Survivor, and people like Mystery. And so they made... Ooh. No, that's the time for the... Oh. So that's what Lost would always do. And so
yeah.
they made a show.
That is the
producers made a show to make
instrument.
Money, and they tricked people, but they were right. And then
yeah.
And everyone, they just kept asking questions, never with the intent to answer them.
I feel like yeah. they just started making shit up.
Well, actually, all of it was scripted.
Difficult diss for a scripted television.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of the characters were just invented by people.
No, they went too far with the making up.
I never saw that show, but I did watch Glee all the way through.
Wow.
There's no way Glee has come up on the show this ever.
Yeah.
In the context of watching it.
Even though it got so bad, like, it got to the point that all the people, like, one of the guys on the show died in real life. Another guy on the show is literally going to jail for child pornography. They were losing cast members left and right, and there was a new cast, and I still was like, maybe it'll turn around. Maybe Lea Michele's going to Broadway. Like, it was so, I don't know why. Once I start something, I really don't quit it. Yeah. I kind of feel like I want to see it all the way through. I'm trying to think of anything else I
watch.
So
you're married, you were saying?
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh
yeah.
Jared must feel rude. Oh,
oh
sorry.
No.
Sorry.
I swear to God, I will. No, you can say Jared. I will probably never get divorced. We could be so miserable, and I'll be like, stick it through. Like,
he's just like, he's in therapy. Like, she keeps saying nip tuck while yeah. I fall asleep. She's like, throw 11 out the window.
See,
I don't even know what that means.
See how this plays out. Just snippets from yeah. I never seen it appearance.
Okay. So we're going to move on and play a few games. I'm so excited for the third one. We've never done, and it's going to be... But we got three games we're going to play.
Sweet.
The first game is the before and afters. So it's a movie before and after. And so it's combining two movie titles. I will tell you the plot to the hypothetical movie, and you tell me the title. So here's an example.
Yeah, give me an example.
An all-female baseball league is discovered deep under the ocean.
A league of their own under the sea.
20,000 leagues of
their
own
under
the
sea.
And today
okay.
they're all Tom Hanks themed.
Okay.
So one of the two movies is going to be like A League of Their Own. One of the two movies is going to be Tom Hanks.
This is just like Wait, examples. Wait, Don't Tell Me or Ask Me Another.
Everyone always tells me what it's just like. Which is crazy because we'll have to edit that out. This is, no, it,
Oh,
you know,
sorry.
We don't have to. It's
no, it's like Ask Me Another, but like with dumb stuff. And that's
and like
cool.
The Wheel of Fortune before and afters, that I always thought I was good at those.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's kind of where it all stemmed from. I don't think Wheel of Fortune's still on.
What is?
I think Wheel of Fortune's still on.
Hell yeah.
He's still
Vanna White's leaving soon, I heard.
Oh, boy. But do you think people will stick through it?
She doesn't even turn letters anymore. She just touches them.
She's always
it's
just,
like
wait,
somebody
no,
who
yes.
like knows how to use an iPad could do that job. It's like well, touch.
You're not giving enough people. You're giving a lot of people too much credit. I know a lot of people that couldn't use the iPad that well. Okay, that's my dad. All right, here's our first Tom Hanks movie before and after. Based on the beloved children's book, while on a trip to the North Pole, an avalanche stops a young boy's train journey, and someone aboard is killed, and there's not much time to search for clues before the killer strikes again.
Okay, I know what it is, and it is...
I'm right with Kara.
Wait. What's the Dan Brown book called? Oh, wait, is it called The Polar Code?
The Polar Express.
No, but Polar Express is the first part. Da Vinci mm-hmm. Code is the second
oh, yes.
part.
No, only one of the movies is a Tom Hanks movie.
Oh. What?
He thinks he knows. A producer knows.
Okay, wait.
The
say the last part of the clue.
There's not much time to search for clues before the killer strikes again.
I'm just assuming it's that weird train movie.
Oh, Murder on the Polar Express.
Murder on the Polar Express.
Yes. We did that together,
I meant
Marlena.
The other one, but oh. yeah.
I think she meant Snowpiercer.
Yeah.
yes.
I got two train movies. No, just
that's half of the train movies.
Yeah. Throw Mama from the train.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Here's number two.
Number two.
Training Day.
They get so dumb. Captain John Miller and J.D., played by Jack Black, go behind enemy lines to find a soldier who they believe is marrying a woman he truly doesn't love, with a cameo from Neil Diamond. Dan, do you know what it is?
I think so.
What is it?
Is it Saving Private Silverman?
Yes.
You put it in the middle. I love it.
Yeah, they all get sniped while showing a chart about chafing. Okay, last one. A girl who is sick of junior high makes a wish on her birthday and transforms into an astronaut.
A 13
big
going
gravity.
On Apollo. No, Apollo 13? No.
Yeah, you're close. You got it. Yeah, you're close. You've said it all.
13 going on Apollo 13? I don't... What?
Apollo 13 going on 30.
Oh, okay.
But that was fun to watch you navigate around not saying the number 30. I should have put Saving Private Silverman last. We learned from our mistakes. And there was a really fun moment that won't play where I saw you realize what it was, Dan, uh-huh. and really hold it together. I appreciate that.
I just that
Apollo
that movie...
13 going on 30. I think it's because the rest of them were all sandwiches, and so I didn't understand. Yeah. I didn't know that one was going to be just a straight portmanteau-ish type
sure.
of thing.
Sure, you know. Well, it's a hard game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an intellectual game, yeah. really, above anything else.
Yeah. A mind bender.
Our second game is I'm going to tell you some of the worst IMDb trivia about a movie, and you have to tell me what movie that
yes.
IMDb trivia is for.
I've
removed, like, the names. So, like, right. if it said Jack Black, I would put the actor or something. Like,
okay.
And so here we go. The film's blue-centric color scheme was done to bring out the lead actress's eyes.
Is this La La Land?
No.
Is this still Tom Hanks' theme?
No more Tom Hanks' theme. Sorry. according to the DVD commentary, which is this trivia or is this a guy writing what was on the DVD commentary? According to the DVD commentary, one of the film's writers estimates that 75% of the film actually happened to him.
Well, that's I don't know his life.
The Sound of Music.
Deep Blue Sea.
That's the blue-centric color
yeah,
scheme?
That's just
or is the word blue in the title?
Yeah.
Okay. One character had to say hum job instead of blow job to avoid an R rating.
Oh. So it's a PG-13 rated movie.
This was the third time the lead actor had played a character named Tom. He previously played Tommy Solomon and Tommy Burgess. I'm not going to tell you what those are from.
This is so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess this one's really hard and it doesn't get easier. Ian Reed Kessler, who gets in a fight with the main male character at the bar, is credited as the character name Douche.
Okay, I don't know who Ian Reed Kessler is, so that doesn't
During matter. The flashback to the main female character's job selling ice cream, the main male character can be seen waiting in line for ice cream. I didn't write any of that stuff down.
Ice cream selling. Huh?
This was the third time the lead actor had played a character named Tom. He previously played Tommy Solomon on Third Rock from the Sun and Tommy Burgess on Stop Loss.
Oh, 500 Days of Summer.
500 Days of Summer.
Oh.
I think.
One of the writers said 75%
yeah,
of that happened
to him. What a piece of trash
him.
That one of the writers is.
Oh, wow. You liked a girl? How cool.
You liked a girl?
You're interesting.
I know. When I read that, especially according to the DVD commentary, I'm like, 100% the writer came into the trivia and wrote this on here and then put according to the commentary for proof.
Yeah.
He's covering his tracks.
Now I want to watch the commentary the whole time. He's like, that happened to me. That happened to me.
And then one out of every four times, he's like, I wrote that. Okay, we have one more trivia.
That was hard.
This one has, okay. The oversized teeth on the main character were originally to be used only during silent scenes. However, the lead learned to talk with them on to make the character that much more wacky.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Who had... No, God. Oh, I was like, who had the weird teeth in that? Oh, yeah, yeah, yes.
Jerry
yes.
Lewis, right?
Yeah. The lead actor based... This is I can't believe this is trivia, and it offers nothing about the film. The lead actor based his character on his dad's friend, Mike.
Now I got it.
Oh, the wrestler.
Is it... Who is Drop Dead Fred?
The moment where the main character pulls
movie.
A wet condom
no
out of his pocket was
enough.
Improvised.
Okay. Wait, say it again. Sorry, we were talking.
I have not seen this movie, but I'm just going to guess. Is it Bucky Larson?
It is not Bucky Larson.
Wait, can you read that last clue?
The moment where the main character pulls a wet condom out of his pocket was improvised.
Oh, my God. Define wet.
A wet
what a hot riff that was.
Like used or
use?
like
or
the wrapper, like the whole
the
thing was in a puddle? Like
this
what?
Is the lead actress's first role. She had zero credits beforehand. And then it says this. It is the most auspicious film debut ever. It says that under the trivia.
That's a fact. That's a trivial fact.
What's auspicious again?
Like, good. Auspicious.
I'm not ashamed of asking what words mean.
Like, you know.
What's debut
this
mean?
This is honored. Like, this auspicious
type
occasion. Like, an honorable, like, right?
All right, this trivia here.
Right?
I hope someone's out there tell, like, no.
I can't tell if the person who wrote the trivia is taking liberties with this, or if the movie just missed the mark completely, but here's the trivia. The main character asks, where's a camcorder when you need it, when police surround him? This is a veiled reference to the Rodney King beating being one of the first most notable incidents of police misconduct captured by private citizens on a camcorder.
Crash.
So keep in mind when you find out what movie this is, it was making a commentary on the Rodney King beating. All right, here we go. The main character's exclamation of, that's a spicy meatball.
Oh no.
What?
These are back to back on the website. Like, it had a lot to say about Rodney King and the main character's exclamation of "That's a spicy meatball" after swallowing a bomb is quoting a famous commercial for Alka-Seltzer in which an actor had to eat meatballs.
Wait, so
I can say
movie,
with 100% accuracy that I have not seen this movie.
Okay, here's...
Wait, hold on. So okay. In the movie, there's a commercial for Alka-Seltzer?
No, the movie is... in the movie, it pays... it references the Rodney King beating, and it also references the Alka-Seltzer commercial where the guy eats a spicy meatball.
But in the movie, the guy's eating a bomb.
He's eating a bomb.
Okay.
It's just so funny to hear someone else say it. Yeah. All right, here's the last. This is so stupid.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Here's the last one. Here's the Matthew Broderick, Steve Martin, Rick Moranis, and Martin Short were first considered for the lead role. What?
Say that again, one more time.
Matthew Broderick, Steve Martin, mm-hmm. Rick Moranis, mm-hmm. and Martin Short
mm-hmm.
were
oh, so
considered
it's a comedy?
For the lead role.
So it's a comedy? Okay, wait. Maybe I have seen this.
Oh, is it? Is this an Austin Powers movie?
It's not the an Austin mm-hmm. Powers movie.
Is it Innerspace? No, no, that does have Martin Short in it. No.
Do you have any idea?
Who swallows a bomb and says that's a spicy meatball?
I feel like I feel
that
like
been
I
a
know.
Note so many people.
I feel like I feel it.
Now I'm taking back what I said. Maybe I've seen this movie because originally when you said bomb, I thought it was a. I don't
is
know.
It?
Who
it,
got
can
the,
I ask
who's
a
the
question?
Lead actor? Can you say the lead actor?
Jim Carrey.
Oh my god!
It's oh Jim oh Car- oh! It's the mask.
It's the mask.
I know that because that's actually what I thought of when you said the lead actress had never had, because on the credit, on the poster for that movie, it said, "And introducing Cameron Diaz." Right. Like it was a huge.
I remember seeing her and getting a boner.
He swallows a bomb because he's the mask. That's okay. And then he goes, "That's a spicy meatball." What were the other trivia things?
That's why
yeah, that's
I felt
why,
it.
That's why
that's
he
why
also helps,
it in
you know,
my
with
stomach.
Commentary on the Rodney King beating because he's the mask.
Oh,
the person
yeah.
that you need to hear that from.
Yeah. Who where's has, a camcorder when I need one?
Right. Seen the documentary about him making the mask and being the mask the whole time?
Oh, it's called Jim and Mask?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's called Jim and Cuban Pete.
It's called Jim and his dad's friend, Mike? What is that?
Wait, I was what? Obsessed with that song.
What is it? I have no
the
idea.
The Cuban beat.
I'm the king of the Cuban beat. When I play my maracas, I go chick chicky boom.
Some of the
chick,
yeah, yeah. Some of the other trivia was like the club, yes. The Cuban Cabana, was a club that he liked.
Yeah.
Hey guys, are you the kind of cinephile who's been known to use IMDb to track the timeline of someone's career? Or predict amongst friends the box office earnings opening weekend? Then you should be listening to Blank Check with Griffin and David, who together review directors' complete bodies of work episode to episode. Specifically, the auteurs whose early successes afforded them the rare Blank Check to make their own crazy big-budget passion projects. If you're listening to Doug Loves Movies or The Flophouse or How Did This Get Made, then you should give Blank Check a listen. The hosts are comedian and star of Amazon's The Tick, Griffin Newman, and The Atlantic senior film critic, David Sims. Past guests have included film critics from BuzzFeed, Vanity Fair, Vulture, Rolling Stone, Vox, IndieWire, Jezebel, director Alex Ross Perry, comedians Seton Smith and Mike Drucker. Listen to Blank Check on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. The only podcast where a kid gets ran over on his bicycle by a stranger who then writes him a check that he writes $1 million for using his old Macintosh computer and somehow gets $50 to $60 million worth of items. Okay, we have one more game. This is going to be the game that helps us go way longer than the podcast ever should go. And this is our Chubby Bunny famous movie scene guess. Okay. Kara and I are going to put a bunch of marshmallows in our mouth, and then we're going to do a reading of a famous movie scene, and the two of you have to guess which movie it is. So we're going to get the marshmallows.
Great, so this is the actual scene you guys are reading.
Yeah, this is an actual scene from the movie.
Okay, cool.
And I can or cannot have another marshmallow.
You can eat one if you want.
Yeah, yes. I feel like it would really help me speak the language.
This is on the floor.
No, it's in my hand. The floor of body parts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you think I have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 marshmallows here?
11 will probably be enough.
Okay.
I guess I should probably get some paper towels.
Yeah, because you're going to want to spit it out. So what are we starting with?
So we'll put the marshmallows in our mouth here. First, it's what are some other good games for radio, Kyle? Well, I don't know, charades. Okay, so we're gonna start. You can be the first character too.
I'm
yeah,
wait,
top,
wait,
the
wait,
very
before
top.
This starts. So we're guessing
what movie it
what's,
is.
Okay, great.
Yeah. How many?
Okay. I'm gonna start with two, one on each side.
I'm gonna do four.
Oh shit, okay. I'm gonna start.
Kara, you have to match him.
No, I don't eat pork. After every line, I'm putting one in.
That was a line, by the way.
What are you, Jewish?
I ain't Jewish, man. I just don't dig on swine.
Why not?
The filthiest animals.
Okay, I heard Filthy Animals. I'm thinking Home Alone.
This is the last time we're ever going to do this.
Oh, God. I don't want to watch anyone do this.
The Filthy Animals.
Oh, God.
I don't eat filthy animals. Sausage
tastes good. Pork chop tastes good.
A sewer rat may taste like a pumpkin pie. I'll never know because even if it
is. Is this a Woody Allen movie?
I wouldn't eat a filthy motherfucker. Pigs sleeping and rooting and shit. That's a filthy animal. I don't want to eat nothing that ain't got no sense to disregard its own feces.
Oh.
How about dogs?
Is this Inglorious Bastards?
Dogs eat their own feces.
I don't eat dog either.
Yeah, but you consider a dog to be a filthy animal?
I wouldn't go so far as to call a dog a filthy animal. But they're definitely dirty. And the dog's got a personality. And personality goes a long way.
So, by that rationale,
oh my God.
If a pig has a better personality, he'd cease to be a filthy animal.
Is this Dinner with Andre?
We have to be talking about one motherfucking charming pig. It has to be the Cary Grant.
I can't deal with the sounds. Oh my God.
The visuals are so much worse.
I can't engage in the visuals.
Good for you. Lighten up a little. You've been sitting there all quiet.
I've just been sitting here thinking.
The character literally has a mouthful of food at this point. Think about what?
The miracle we witnessed.
The miracle you witnessed.
Oh.
I witnessed a freak occurrence.
Do you know what a miracle is?
An act of God.
What's an act of God?
I guess it's when God makes the impossible possible. I'm sorry, Jules, but I don't think what happened this morning qualifies.
Don't you see, Vince, that shit don't matter? You're judging this thing the wrong way.
Vince.
It's not about what. It could be God stopped the bullets. He changed Coke into Pepsi. You got my fucking car keys. You don't judge shit like this based on merit, whether or not we experience it.
Oh,
someone guess the movie.
Oh man.
Is
this The Mask? Oh, man.
Is it Apollo 13?
What if they haven't seen this movie? We've talked about
whether
it today
or not,
already.
We already talked about this movie. That's a hint. Whether or not what we experienced wasn't according to Hoyle miracle is insignificant. What is significant is I felt God's touch. God got involved.
But why?
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
That's what's fucking God. With me. I don't know why, but I can't go back to sleep.
So you're serious? You're really going to quit?
The life, most definitely.
My guy brings over coffee.
Oh, my God.
We recognize the patron to be Pumpkin from the first scene of Pumpkin and Honey Bunny.
Pumpkin? The fuck?
So if you're quitting the life, what'll you do?
That's why I've been sitting here contemplating. First, I have...
I'm just trying to remember what movies we talked about, because I have no idea. This is tough.
Mm-hmm. First, I'm going to deliver this case.
Oh, God.
To Marcellus. Then, basically, I'm going to walk the earth.
What do you mean, walk the earth?
Polar Express.
You know, like Kane and Kung Fu? Just walk from town to town, meet people, get in adventures.
How long do you intend to walk the earth?
Is this Pulp Fiction?
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Guessed by the one who has not seen it.
I've probably seen it, but not listened to it.
Here's the thing.
God damn it. I picked not the most famous scene from a movie no one had seen.
Also, I absolutely have misophonia where, like, you hate the sound of people chewing
it
or
really
eating.
Screwed
and
me up.
I think that that's why I volunteered to eat instead of guests, because I would have actually been barfing in the corner if
sure.
I had heard
that
it.
Was rough for me. I kind of was, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
like
it was rough for you?
Yeah, I was literally choking on horse gelatin.
I had a great time. Yeah, I really enjoyed all of that.
Oh my God, water.
Well, it's a pretty good movie. You should check it out. It'll be miraculous if that stays in the episode when we release it. It'll only be a testament to having had done it and not a testament to how it turned out.
I'm sorry, you guys are probably going to have to clean this because I was like spitting marshmallow goo on
it. That's fine. I steal stuff out of here every time
I do an episode.
Okay,
cool.
All right. It's time to get into the Avengers.
Ooh.
Let's get into the Avengers.
It's time for my masterpiece, why we're everyone. Here. I wrote this.
So you've
by a lake? No, just kidding.
I have. Okay. I remember when I saw the Avengers when it came out in movie theaters, one of the funniest movie theater going things that's ever happened to me happened. I went with my friend Brian, and it was sold out. And we sat down. We got there early enough to get good seats. We were sitting at Union Square in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And the previews started, and there was no sound.
Oh, God.
And so clearly something was up. There's no sound. They're playing the previews. And Brian goes, I'm going to go to the bathroom. So he gets up to leave to go to the bathroom. Everyone sees him leave.
So everybody thinks he's going
everyone
to ask
thinks he's
about
going
it.
To get it fixed. And he, while he's in the bathroom, the audio starts working. And he comes back and gets a standing ovation from the audience. People are clapping for him, and he just starts, like, waving. And he's like, ah, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. And he comes back and he's like, why is everyone clapping?
Oh, my God.
So that's all I remember about the Avengers. So we're going to divvy up some roles here. I'm going to let you guys know who's going to be playing who throughout the scene.
Okay.
It may be a little spoiler to who shows up, but that's okay. Loki will be Daniel Schaar. I will be playing Thor. Black Widow, Marlena. Superman, also Daniel. Silver Surfer will be me. Iron Man, Daniel. And Baby Groot and Captain America will be Marlena.
So if you, guys, could get that come up with different voices for these three characters.
So Black Widow, Baby Groot, Iron...
And Captain America.
Captain America.
Have you seen this movie, Marlena?
Ooh, long time.
Okay.
And then Kara will be doing the
and I'll do the directions, yeah. Okay.
All right. How does... I guess we can...
That's pretty good for Baby Groot. That's what I imagine he sounds like. Yeah.
But he actually has a low voice
I don't know who he is. No idea.
So you're spoiling it.
I put that in there because my cousin posts photos of that all the time, and I don't know what it is.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Exterior, New Yorkopolis City, night. Armageddon in the streets. People are screaming and running for their lives. Fires are raging in buildings and storefronts. A gang of thugs are looting a department store called Forever Fuckable. Standing at the top of the CashForGold.com building, the tallest skyscraper in the city, is the villainous Loki, supposedly a Norse god, but played here by a skinny British man who has dyed his hair black with L'Oreal Excellence Cream. Loki is shooting lasers down onto the city streets, wreaking havoc.
Nobody ever thought I was good enough when I was a little boy back in Norway, I guess. Now I'm going to make the world pay for my insecurities. Movies are all about escapism, which is perfect because this doesn't map to the real world at all. Pew, pew, pew!
Suddenly, some kind of airplane appears. It's one of those new Ubers that's going to fly people places. It hasn't even been publicly announced yet. In fact, the only person with access to one is Iron Man, witty billionaire gadget hound, who jumps out of the plane. He's followed by Thor, who's carrying a huge carnival prize-looking hammer. And then there's Black Widow, a sexy lady in a super comfy, skin-tight leather jumpsuit. Followed by Superman, the Silver Surfer, and Baby Groot. They stand in a totally natural semicircle facing the camera.
It's my brother Loki. He'll stop at nothing to destroy the city.
Looks like Loki's gone loco.
Good one.
Let's get going. We've got some avenging to do.
We pause on Superman for a beat so that this becomes a line easy to cut into the trailer.
Okay, but like, what's the plan? Is one of us going to be in charge or...
I do it, but... The base would fucking revolt. I mean, Reddit would literally implode if I do anything but fight bad guys with my mouth slightly ajar. Leadership is a bone killer. Boner killer.
I guess I could take this on since he's my brother and I have this hammer.
The only problem is, do I look like the kind of guy that takes orders from anybody?
Baby.
What? That was certainly a decision you made.
That was Baby Groot. Suddenly, something lands nearby with such force that it creates a crater and causes several adjacent buildings filled with hundreds of innocent people to collapse. When the smoke clears, Captain America emerges, played by Chris, I want to say Stevens, but maybe Pine? No, Pine is the hot one. This is the super boring one. Like, so forgettable, the only noteworthy thing about him is his on-again, off-again romance with indie darling Jenny Slate.
Okay, Avengers, mount up. We've got to find the power source that Loki is channeling and cut it off.
It seems like he's tapped into the nuclear. I always mess that up. He's tapped into the nuclear power plant that's bizarrely located in an urban setting. No doy, Superboy.
I love this Iron Man decision.
Never seen him.
Burn, we need to cut off the source, and luckily one of us is a major stockholder in Uranomania Power Plant LLC. Me. It's me.
Lee, got it. You have money. Did you ever hear the phrase, money talks, wealth whispers?
Whatever. I have the access codes.
Okay, Silver Surfer. You're made of, like, Alex Mack type shit, which is impervious to radioactivity. So, woof, when you head over to the power plant with Iron Man and shut it down.
Iron Man blasts off and the Silver Surfer, like, air surfs away or something.
The rest of us have to stop Loki from taking down the entire city.
Ugh, his temper tantrums make me so mad.
Thor throws his magical hammer at an orphanage filled with crying children and the whole building collapses.
Just be cool, man. We're gonna get this whole thing avenged in no time. We'd better. I've got a date with Wonder Woman later.
Good luck. She makes you wait till, like, the eighth date to even feel over the breastplate.
Okay. Here's the plan. Superman, I need to fly to the roof where Loki is posted up. I'll take the stairs, because I'm not sure if I know how to fly. Plus...
I like the idea so much that Captain America is, like, pretty confident he can fly, like, if he got cornered, but he doesn't know enough to tell someone whether or not he knows how to fly.
Plus, there will be tons of henchmen to fight, and that'll look cool. You start to fight Loki, and I'll get there just in time to save you after he's turned things around and is about to kill you.
On it.
Superman shoots up into the sky.
Thor!
America's a fucking douchebag.
Use your hammer that doubles as a grappling hook to get up to the rooftop and help out Superman.
Good day, mate.
Thor zips up the side of the building, dodging lasers with expert precision.
Baby Groot, you just... get in my pocket. Because you are so goddamn cute, I want to put you in my pocket. Yes, I do.
Baby Groot. Beep, boop, boop.
Oh, can I get a break?
I didn't realize all your characters met at some point.
It's literally just Marlena doing 10 voices.
It is for the red. Do you want me to be Captain America?
Oh, no, I got this.
Okay, I've been just been eating
Captain
marshmallows.
America is the one she has to keep doing because it's like the funniest.
All right,
Black Widow says...
What about me?
Black Widow. I need you to do a bunch of acrobatic flips, like front tucks, double back handsprings, even a little parkour if you can swing it.
Like on my way up to the roof?
Nah. You can just chill down here. We'll take care of it.
Wait till I get my own movie in 2028, you piece of shit.
Captain America out!
Captain America runs to the double door of the building. He goes to dramatically fling them open, but they're locked. In shutdown mode, since the world is ending outside of them.
God damn it!
A ninja star shaped like a spider whips through the air, past Captain America's face, and pierces the door, shattering glass in an instant, allowing... Captain America to enter. Black Widow catches the star, which has boomerang back to her.
Hey, thanks, babe.
Captain America disappears into the building. Black Widow rolls her eyes, then starts doing her flips. Cut to exterior, the roof deck of the cashforgold.com building. Night, a few minutes later. Loki and Superman have one another locked in headlocks and are awkwardly dancing around.
Both have each other in headlocks.
Like one of those wrestling locks where they're like,
oh, yeah.
And they're both trying to wriggle away. Loki finally manages to blast a laser at Superman's foot.
Ow! 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 Owie! 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 These are specially crafted kryptonite lasers, so yeah. Owie, indeed.
Loki ducks as Thor's hammer goes hurtling towards his head, just missing him by a millimeter.
Oh, dear brother. Aim never was your strong suit.
Loki zaps Thor with a laser. Thor is on the ground, hit, struggling for air.
I guess blondes don't have more fun.
You're a natural blonde. You dye it black to keep your bad boy image a little on the nose, if you ask me.
I told you never to tell anyone that.
Loki starts towards Thor like he's gonna choke his ass out when Captain America bursts through the door, winded.
Oh my god, that was a terrible idea. This building is like 48 floors. Woo, just... Woo. Ugh. Woo!
why are you rerunning this line?
Because he's out of breath!
Yeah, just give me
one set.
All of you are pathetic. You think this ragtag crew of CrossFit enthusiasts can stop me, the almighty Loki? I have a power that cannot be stopped.
In the distance, we see the lights of the power plant flicker and shut off. Loki tries to shoot lasers and nothing but anemic little sparks fly out.
They did it!
Iron Man and the Silver Surfer appear on the roof.
No, we all did it. Thus concludes my one moment of earnest sincerity per month.
No, fuck! I hate you guys. I'm going to make you pay forever and ever. This is war. An infinity war.
Loki runs and jumps off the building into a waiting helicopter that flies off into the night. The gang all forms in their semicircle again. Black Widow backflips into place among them.
Well, we stopped him. For now.
Until the Infinity War, I guess.
The gang takes a moment and then they all burst out laughing.
God, what a dumb name.
Embarrassing.
I'm the one who's embarrassed to be related to him. What a chode. The Silver Surfer hasn't said anything in an hour and a half, and he comes in to say chode.
Yeah.
Okay, Avengers. That's a wrap. Anyone want to grab a drink or something? I have a Groupon for Applebee's.
Baby Groot loves quesadilla.
The end.
Yeah.
That's how the movie basically goes, though, right?
I would say Baby Groot eating a quesadilla is... 75% chance the post-credit scene of the next Avengers movie. Stick around after the Avengers. He eats a quesadilla.
There's such a good chance that's what's happening.
I know.
Yeah.
This is... First off, first one we've ever had that actually has a plot.
Oh, really?
Something happened, which is incredible.
I thought it had to.
Kara couldn't help it because she's a good writer.
No, yeah. Movies should have plots.
I thought when she's shitting the bed, there's like a beginning, middle, and end.
I swear, this is like a conversation that I have with my husband all the time. I'm always like, okay, so Captain America's boyfriend, girlfriend with Wonder Woman, right? He's like, no, they're in a completely different universe. They're not the same. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but what a movie that would be. They were universes away.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be a great rom-com.
Yeah.
Like The Lake.
With Sandra Bullock and Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Yeah. He writes her letters.
Yep, exactly like The Lake.
To the future.
And for the first time in 7 episodes, Andrew has laughed at something in the studio.
That was a bad movie, though. The Lake. Sorry, Marlena.
You know, it was a good movie, The Lake House.
Okay.
That's just what it was really called.
Yeah. That's the movie. Yeah, I went to that.
Hit us with it. That was kind of nice. All right, so we've got here to the end. You can shake it, shake it.
No, I don't want
to. Let's do the whole thing. All right, so Daniel, do your clap, and then do the triangle, and then you're going to jingle bell. I don't want to. You pick up another instrument. All right, and then so that was the end of the Avengers scene. See, what a payoff.
God.
The eye contact.
Do you have a theme song for your
worse.
Podcast yet? Because I think we just recorded it.
Yeah, we might be saving some money. So we're back around here to the end. We started with the tease of the game. My dad watches a movie trailer
and
describes a movie based on the trailer, and he hasn't heard of it. The movie.
Is this a new? Is this a new movie?
This is not a new movie.
Okay, so it starts out with somebody scraping the ice off their car.
So we're gonna listen to it all the way through. Okay. Sort of raise your hand if you think you have an idea, and you can give the first guess.
I'm feeling Mark Wahlberg.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Oh, man, I've been spent so much time getting ice off my windshield, too. This guy dresses like the dad in A Christmas Story. This guy needs something, but the cops seem to be after him. Everyone seems like they don't know what's going on. Is that his wife running around with a bag on her head?
Okay.
I can't tell if this is funny or serious, or who is good or bad, but it's cold.
Oh, before you guess, that is the best one he has ever done. That is like the closest he's got. Okay, so you put your hand up.
I put my hand
said,
up.
What tipped it for you? Is this his wife with a bag on her head?
No, it was right before that.
I can't tell.
Everybody's
who's good or bad.
Running around. Yeah. Everybody's running around. I don't know what's happening.
What do you think it is?
I think it's Fargo.
It is Fargo! Yeah.
The second, I actually kind of knew it from the ice at the beginning.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I was like, that's got to be a cold movie. Sure. Like a place where it's cold. And like Fargo, really, they're the only one that's ever done a movie in a cold place.
They're the only
no.
cold movie.
No.
The only cold what about movie. The lake?
What about Slay Dog starring Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Why did you do you think the emphasis is Slay Dogs?
I think it's called
and it's is that called what it's Snow called? Dogs.
Snow Dogs.
It's not even called Snow.
You like are Kyle Ayer's dad in cosplay. Are you like
okay,
I feel like you're gonna rip
dogs.
Off your skin right, and be like, it's me, Mr. Ayer's
my face.
That would have meant my dad got on an airplane. Okay, thank you guys very much for listening to
Thank you
Never
guys
Seen. Thank
so
you guys
much
for, doing
for
the
realizing.
Podcast. Thank you for writing it. Thank you for being our
Thank
all
you
of our
for
superheroes.
Realizing my vision.
And if you guys want, thank you. Please rate and subscribe and review and all those cool podcast things you do. Tell your friends about it. And if you want to write a 1 or 2 page script, please do that. If there's a movie or television show you haven't seen, please do it. Send it to us at neverseenitpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to get your scripts. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
It's a good show.